Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all very much for listening to us. It's been a pleasure to play for you. Thank you so much. On the guitar and some of the vocals, Mr. Gintrow on the guitar and the vocals. On the bass and some of the vocals, Mr. Keith Mosley. On the drums, the apartment QC58, Mr. Jeff Sykes.
Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Linney. And we're also scheduled to have John call in from Africa. We will begin in a couple of moments. Please stay with us. Welcome to Friday Night Specials with Diane Linning. This is your host, Diane Linning, coming to you live from the United States of America. We are reaching out tonight to all of the world, but especially to Africa and Asia. We hope that you will tell your friends about us and listen to us every week on both Wednesday and Friday night. We have various languages we also share tonight Friday night we have Swahili along with my English. So we're hoping that those of you around the world will learn English and listen into our show and read along with us. If you don't have a book, you can just listen. We also try to intersperse within our readings some music for you to enjoy and listen. So we're so glad you're with us. Let's open tonight in prayer. We are hoping that you're memorizing the Lord's Prayer as found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's also pray together in our own words. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share with our family and friends around the world, with those who are already a part of our family, those who will be joining soon. We're so glad for each one. And we know that the Lord God cares about each one in his family. And he cares about those who yet are decided whether to join our family of God and accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior. We pray for those who are yet to decide that you will woo them unto you by your Spirit, Lord, that they will see the reality of God to the Christians that they see around them. And if there are no Christians around them, Lord, we pray that you would reveal yourself to them in such a way that they know thou art the true and living God, and that you care about them and want them to be a part of your family. Lord, we pray for those who are sick or infirm, that you would touch them and heal them, that they would be a demonstration of your glory and power, and that it would cause others to come to know the Lord from your healing power. And we pray, Lord, for protection, especially from those who are being attacked for being Christians, Lord. We just pray that you would blind the evil that would come against them, to not see them as the target of harm, Lord, but you would see them, that they would see our Christian brothers and sisters as someone to listen to, watch, serve, and wonder if they could have what our Christian friends have and find, Lord. We pray for health and strength, good health and strength for all our Christian families. Lord, that you would give them the proper nutrients in the food they eat. Supply them, Lord, with the amount of food they need and the ability to keep their environment clean and healthy, to raise their kids a healthy that loves and worships God. We pray, Lord, for our leaders around the world, for all the heads of our government, no matter what type of government we have, Lord. Know that you, God, are the ultimate government, ultimate leader. And as we read in Revelation last time, 24 elders with their crowns tossed their crowns. The elders of the world tossed their crowns at the feet of Jesus when he reached. But everyone, the reality of God, and bow down and worship when he returns on the Mount of Olives, Israel. And Lord, we pray that our friends and Christian family will not be deceived by the false prophets and the false messiahs who may indeed try to pretend that they are Jesus, Lord. But help us to identify them through the presence and the confirmation of the Holy Spirit within us. Help us to know truth. Help us to confirm it in our spirits by the wisdom and the confirming spirits. Give us the Holy Spirit. We thank you so much, Lord, for your many blessings and everything you've given us. And we praise you. We love you. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being with us. It is time to continue our reading in Revelation. Now, this is getting really exciting. This is one of my favorite books of the Bible. And please let me tell you that I don't put myself out as an expert in this book. I completely rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But I can read it for you. And I can tell you what I've learned over the years. And I'm using my mother's reference Bible that she gave me many years ago and that she bought over 50 years ago. In fact, I need to find out the story to this, whether she bought it or whether her mother gave it to her. But sometimes family's right in the front. But I didn't see any reference about my Grandma Ruth. My Grandma Ruth was a pastor of a church in Santa Ana, California. When I was young, California was not very populated. There were not very many people here. And all of Orange County, where I grew up, was farmland. And it was an agricultural society here. And there weren't very many people around. And the men who were around were very busy doing the physical work, such as farming and oil wells, bringing out the oil and related type of jobs to that. Oil industry was very big when I grew up here. And it has since subsided a bit, but it's still here. And so the women were often the ones who filled some of those jobs that some of you might traditionally think are for men only. But I happen to believe that in Christ Jesus, as it says in Corinthians, there are neither male nor female, or Jews or Greeks. We're all one in God, and He uses us all. And He gives us the gifts and the ministries that He wants us to do. And they're not all just for men. They're for men and women to do all the jobs that God chooses us to do. So we just praise the Lord for that. My grandmother, I started saying that because my grandmother was a minister of a church in Santa Ana, and my dad led worship service for her, and her son and my mother were both Bible teachers in the church, and my mother played the organ, and another friend played the piano, and it was a wonderful, very wonderful time in Orange County in those days. There were probably as many people in the whole county as there are, say, in the city of Anaheim today. In one city of Anaheim, there were probably that many people dispersed around the whole county, because it was almost all farmland. So it was a very rural, peaceful, happy kind of lifestyle, similar to what many of you live if you grow plants, produce, and vegetables, fruit, and fruit trees. We had a lot of fruit trees here. The city of Orange grew oranges, and there were other areas around Anaheim and different places as well who grew oranges. Where I grew up, they grew a lot of lima beans and strawberries, and they even had a factory, a cannery factory, where they packaged the lima beans and froze them in those boxes. So they were small frozen boxes of lima beans and sold them right from here. And we also had various orchards of different kind. There was one family that had an apricot orchard. Another family had boysenberry plants. Some of the farmers would have grow chickens, and we would get our chickens from the farmers, and they would take care of them right there. We'd take them home, and Mom would pluck the feathers. My mom had a grocery store, and my dad worked in the oil fields. And so everybody worked, even the kids had jobs as soon as they could work, because every person was needed to help work. There were very few people and lots of work to do. But it was a wonderful living experience, I believed. I was very fortunate to have a good life growing up. We were definitely not rich, but we had enough to go around so that everyone ate well and had enough. And when we shared from California, it was from out of that hard work. We would save our money together, pull it together in groups from either our church groups or our community groups. And that's how we had money to give to the rest of the world. There were really very few rich people in Orange County when I grew up, and a lot of them just came down to Balboa Island in the summer and then went home to where they lived outside of the county. So we're one of the richest counties now around. I don't know what the stats are now, but with California going down economically, now we're ninth economically. We used to be fifth in the world, so we're becoming poor. We're becoming less rich because of the leadership of the Democrats here. They're not very business-oriented, and they give a lot of the money away. So to people who don't work or are sometimes they need it, but there's a lot of controversy over that in our state. Well, I see my friend has called in from Africa, and here I haven't read from Revelation yet. I'm so sorry. So what I will probably do, since his connection is not always real good and sometimes we lose him, I will have John read first in Swahili tonight, and then after him I'll read in English. So let's say hello to John. Hello, John. I was just chatting with the people, telling them a little bit about where I grew up here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Deanne?
Great. I have not read in Revelation yet, so I'll let you start first tonight because we don't always have a good connection with you. I was trying to remember what chapter we were reading. Was it chapter 5?
Yeah, chapter 5.
Okay. So would you like to read, say, half of it, and then I'll read half of it in English, and then we'll come back to you and read the half. Say, read through about 8 or 9, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to hear the 5th chapter of the Revelation of John the Divine. Okay.
Let me pray.
Yes. Go ahead.
Asante sana Mungu kwa kuwepo katika mahali baba ili nisome neno lako. Ndiyo Mungu uliyenipatanisha na mchungaji wako baba. Ndiyo ulinipa haki. Ndiyo mwenye nguvu na mwenye najua mahali tunali. Baba nakuomba ubariki dia. Baba nakuomba mzidishi nguvu. Baba ubariki Afrika na Amerika. Tuwe kitu moja. Tuwe watu kutumikiwa imara wende Mungu ndiye hai. Katika jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini. Amina.
Amen.
Verse 5.
Yes.
I'll read up to verse 10.
Okay.
Kisha nikaona katika mkono wa kuume wake yeye aliyeketi juu ya kile kiti cha enzi kitabu kilichoandikwa ndani na nyuma kimetua muhuri 7. Nikaona malaika mwenye nguvu akihubiri kwa sauti kuu, ni nani astahilie kukifungua kitabu na kuzivunja muhuri zake? Wala hapakuwa na mtu mbinguni wala juu ya nchi wala chini ya nchi aliyeweza kukifungua hicho kitabu wala kukitazama. Nami nikalia sana kwa kuwa hapakuonekana mtu astahilie kukifungua hicho kitabu wala kukitazama. Mmoja wapo wa wale wazee akaniambia, usilie, tazama simba aliye na kabila, aliye wa kabila ya Yuda, shina la Daudi, yeye ameshinda apate kukifungua kile kitabu na zile muhuri zake saba. Nikaona katikati ya kile kiti cha enzi na wale wenye uhai wanne, na katikati ya wale wazee mwana kondoo amesimama. Alikuwa kana kwamba amechinjwa, mwenye pembe saba, macho saba, ambazo ni roho saba za Mungu zilizotumwa katika dunia yote. Akaja akaitoa kile kitabu, akakitoa kile kitabu katika mkono ya kuume wake yeye keti juu ya kile kiti cha enzi. Hata alipokitoa kile kitabu, hao wenye uhai wanne na wale wazee 24 wakaanguka mbele ya za mwana kondoo. Kila mmoja wao ana kinubi na vitasa vya dhahabu vilivyojaa manukato, ambao ni maombi ya watakatifu. Nao waimba wimbo mpya wakisema, wastahili wewe kukitoa hicho kitabu na kuzifungua muhuri zake, kwa kuwa ulichinjwa ukamnunulia Mungu kwa damu, ukamnunulia Mungu kwa damu yako watu wa kila kabila na lugha na jamaa na taifa. That is verse 9. Thank you so much. God is good all the time.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, so I will read 1 through 10 in English. Chapter 5. Now this book is sealed with 7 seals, which only the Lamb that was slain is worthy to open. Verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book, written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon the book. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts or living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts or living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials or bowls full of odors or incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of men of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So that's the last of verse 10. And now John will continue in Swahili at verse 11. Okay.
We'll continue on verse 10 up to 14. Verse 10. Ukawafanya kuwa ufalme wa makuhani kwa Mungu wetu na anamiliki juu ya nchi. Nikaona nikasikia sauti ya malaika wengi pande zote za kile kicho na za wale wenye uhai na za wale wazee, na hesabu yao ilikuwa 10,000 × 10,000 × 10,000, wakisema kwa sauti kuu, astahili mwana kondoo aliyechinjwa kupokea uweza wa utajiri na hekima na nguvu na heshima na utukufu wa baraka. Na kile kiumbe kilichoko mbinguni na juu ya nchi na nchi na chini ya nchi ya juu ya bahari na vitu vyote vilimomo ndani yake, alivisikia vikisema, baraka na heshima na utukufu na uweza na yeye aketie juu ya kiti cha enzi na yeye mwana kondoo hata milele na milele. Wale wenye uhai waenda wakisema amina, na wale wazee wakaanguka wakasujudu wakisema kwa sauti, ambapo walikuwa wakisema kwamba mwana kondoo aliyechinjwa na siri kupokea uwezo, sababu alijitolea ukitoa hicho kitabu na kuzifunga mhuri zake, kwa kuwa alichinjwa akamnyonyea Mungu kwa damu yake. Hilo neno linatuonyesha kwamba sisi kama wanadamu tunastahili kujitolea, tuwe watu kujitolea kuhubiri neno la Mungu. Tukatukane tutafanyiwa mambo mengi, lakini tukiwa ndani ya neno la Mungu tutakuwa nyenyekevu. Hilo ndilo neno, I'm trying to explain a little bit. Hilo ndilo neno lililoandikwa kwamba sisi tuwe watu wa kujitolea, watu kaa kwa neno la Mungu, watu wenye hekima. Mungu kwa hekima ni Mungu ametupa. Amen.
Okay, and I will continue at verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voices of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts or living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Now the next chapter 6, we're going to talk about the opening of the seals in order. They have a certain order they are to be opened, and they containing a prophecy regarding the end of the world. So if you'd like to now begin with chapter 6, John, you can do that. Chapter 6.
That too. I read the half or all.
Let's try half again. I think that's good.
Okay. Chapter 6. Kisha nikaona napo mwanakondoo alipofungua moja ya zile muhuri saba. Nikasikia mmoja wa wale wenye uhai wanne akisema kama kwa sauti ya ngurumo, njoo. Nikaona atazama farasi mweupe, na yeye aliyempanda ana uta, akapewa taji naye akatoka ili ali akishinda tena apate kushinda. Alipoifungua muhuri ya pili, ikamsikia yule mwenye uhai wa pili akisema, njoo. Akatoka farasi mwingine mwekundu sana, na yeye aliyempanda alipewa kuiondoa amani katika nchi ile watu wa Bwana, naye akapewa upanga. Na alipoifungua muhuri ya tatu. Nikamsikia yule wa tatu mwenye uhai akisema, njoo. Tukaona anatazama farasi mweusi na yeye yavie mpanda ana mizani mkononi mwake. Nikasikia kama sauti katikati ya hao wenye uhai wanne ikisema, kibaba cha ngano kwa nusu rupia na vibaba vitatu vya shairi kwa nusu rupia, wala usiadhuru mafuta wala divai. Na alipoifungua mihuri ya nne, nikasikia sauti ya yule mwenye uhai wa nne akisema, njoo. Nikaona natazama farasi wa rangi ya kijivujivu, na yeye aliyempanda jina lake ni mauti na kuzimu. Kufuatana naye nao wakapewa mamlaka juu ya roho ya nchi, waue kwa upanga na kwa njaa na kwa tauni na kwa hayawani wa nchi. Na alipoifungua mihuri ya tano, nikaona chini ya madhabahu roho zao waliochinjwa kwa ajili ya neno la Mungu na kwa ajili ya ushuhuda waliokuwa nao. Wakalia kwa sauti kuu wakisema, ee Mungu mtakatifu mwenye kweli, hata lini kutokuhukumu wala ipatia haki damu yetu kwa hao kwao juu ya nchi? Nao wakapewa kila mmoja nguo ndefu nyeupe, wakaambiwa wasitarehe bado muda mchache hata itakapotumia hesabu ya wajoli wao na ndugu za watakao wao vile vile kama wao. I've read up to verse 11.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah, it is your turn. You can read.
Okay, chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts or living creatures saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now many believe this is talking about certain parts of history, and I won't say, you know, specifically which era, but it's probably some era of time in which there was a ruling power in the earth in history. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So we have seen these eras in history, and we're living in one now. So let's see if we can figure out which one we're living in now. This one of the horse that was red was to take peace from the earth, and there would be killing of one another. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. Now balances are usually a scale. Sometimes they represent law. Verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with the death, and with the beast of the earth. I think we are in the midst of that era right now. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony for which they held. Okay, I just finished verse 9. You can continue on and read the last half. Okay. John? Well, John, if you hear me, just interrupt me. I will continue so we don't have silence. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What verse?
Verse 12.
Okay, go ahead.
Nami nikaona alipoifungua muhuri ya sita, walikuwa na tetemeko kuu la nchi. Jua likawa jeusi kama gunia la singa. Mwezi wote ukawa kama damu. Na nyota zikaanguka juu ya nchi kama vile mtini upukutishavyo poza yake utikiswapo na upepo mwingi. Mbingu zikaondolewa kama ukurasa ulivyokunjwa, na kila mlima na kisiwa kikahamishwa kutoka mahali pake. Wafalme wa dunia na wakuu na majemadari na matajiri na wenye nguvu na kila mtumwa na mungwana wakajificha katika pango na nchi ya miamba ya milima, wakiambia milima na miamba, tuangukieni tusitirini mbele za uso wake yeye aketie juu ya kiti cha enzi na hasira ya mwana kondoo, kwa maana siku iliyo kuu hasira yao imekuja, na ni nani awezaye kusimama? I'm through. It is your time.
Okay. I will start at verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long? How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost not thou judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely, unripe fig, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now this is talking about when there will have been Christians who are martyred in the name of Jesus, and we know and find out later that they will be given a special place in God's kingdom on earth. And those that have already been martyred are asking God, when is it going to stop? When is our time? When is it that justice is going to be done for what was happened to us? And he's saying, just a little season longer, is encouraging them to wait, and gave them a white robe to wear. And then the kings of the earth and the great men and everyone of the earth here at the end of this chapter were seeing a time when God was showing his power and doing justice on those who had done evil before. So we don't know exactly where we are in fitting in this, but we do know that we're near the end there. I think we're somewhere around the fourth seal, maybe approaching the fifth. And we're nearing the end. And then there's the sixth. The sixth seal is open. And that's when the great earthquake happens. And the sun becomes black. And the moon has blood. So we haven't seen that yet. But I think we are probably very close. So we do like to stop a few minutes and give anyone who wants to the opportunity to receive the Lord as their Savior during each one of our lessons. And we like to read a few verses before so you understand what it is to become a Christian and to accept Jesus as your Savior. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." In John 1:2 it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." And in John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven." And in Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And he saith here in John 14:6, "That unto him I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, but by me," Jesus. John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundantly." In Isaiah 53:4, "Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." So you can claim salvation as God's best gift for free. There's no price. All you have to do is accept it and receive it. And with the atonement of Jesus dying on the cross also comes the gift of healing. So we can claim healing by his stripes. We are healed, it says in Isaiah 53. So if you would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, just bow your head with me at this time, and let's all say a prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have been living separated from you. I have been walking in darkness. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. I want to step into the light. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you all the days of my life as the Lord of my life. And I thank you for this wonderful gift of salvation. And I pray these things in Jesus. The angels in heaven sing every time that a new one comes to Christ. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those who've come to know you today. Pray that you'll bless them. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay, John, you can say that salvation prayer in Swahili. Okay, well, somehow I've gotten taken off the mic here. I didn't do that. Now you're on. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. Hello, have you connected me?
Go ahead.
Well, let me say salvation prayer. Wakati Mungu alituumba, alituweka tuwe watu kumtii, hata watu kutii amri yake, tuwe watu kupendana, tuwe wandugu, tuwe kitu mmoja, ili sisi tuwe na mwana wa Mungu. Sikila atakuja kutiriti tuwe pamoja. Biblia inasema kwamba amin, amin, maji na siku zangu zitakuja hazijulikani, itakuja kama mwizi. So hatujui wakati. Ni vizuri tukuwe tayari kukumpokea mwana kondoo ambapo siku inakuja na inakaribia. Ni nyakati za mwisho, ndugu zangu, dada zangu, ambapo unataka kumkiri, kama unataka kumkiri Yesu kuwa mwana mwokozi wa maisha yako, kipende urudie vasi na Bwana Yesu, umekuja mbele zako, uniokoe, unifanye kiumbe kipya, ufute jina langu kwenye kitabu cha hukumu na uniandike kwenye kitabu chako. Bwana, wewe ndiye Mungu, na wewe ndiye Mungu uliyeniumba. Wewe ndiyo Mungu mkuu. Na mababa unisikie. Na mbahaye mkiamini katika jina la Yesu. Amen. Wewe ndiyo Baba. Amen. Asante Mungu. Wewe ndiyo Mungu mkuu. Katika jina la Yesu nimeomba nikiamini. Asante. Tumkiri Yesu. Tumkiri jina la Mungu. Wewe ndiyo Mungu. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's just allow a couple of minutes here for people to enjoy this song, In Christ Alone. And let's just worship and praise the Lord for all the new ones who have given their heart to the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Christ Alone is sung by Joanne Hawk.
In Christ alone, my heart is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
We found out in the scripture here that there is going to be a judgment time for those on earth who have been doing evil deeds and killing people, that finally here the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand it. So if you get discouraged with the evil that you see around you, remember this verse. In chapter 6, verse 17, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That means he's going to have his wrath upon those who did evil, upon his children. So have hope and have trust in the Lord that he indeed will bring justice for the evil that we have seen occur around the earth. Praise you, Lord, for sharing tonight. We pray for John, who calls in and works so hard at interpreting and studying the scriptures, and we just thank the Lord for him, that you will continue to anoint him and bless him and help his work that he does in his country. Help him to be able to finish his university training. Give him great understanding as he reads and studies scriptures and prepares to teach others in his life, some right now and more in the future. We just pray you bless him and help that everything he does would turn for good to the Lord. And we just believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, John, if you'd like to pray and say... talk a little bit to me and say hello, and that would be fine. Okay?
Yes. I'm so... let me pray first.
Sure.
Asante sana Mungu kwa kunipa wakati mwema nifanye hiyo basi. Wewe ndio Mungu mwenyewe. Wewe ndio Mungu mwenyewe. Hakuna kama wewe. Asante kwa kuleta beani tuweze kusambaza neno lako. Asante kwa kuwezesha beani kununua laptop. Wewe ndiye Mungu Baba, tubariki. Baba mwezeshe, bariki Amerika, bariki hata Afrika, wakati Amerika ni uchaguzi. Baba simama, ni neno lako. Baba tuirike wewe. Amen. 2025. Tumeshalia mema. Jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Diane, I'm so much happy. I'm so much thankful for us having this show today. God has been good to us. I pray we can continue to touch many lives. Maybe I don't know how many nowadays listen to the show. Have you checked?
Thousands every month.
Yeah, because in Africa there are some who are listening when I was in campus, I introduced to them. So they are listening to the show.
Praise the Lord.
And in our church, they said, I greet you.
I greet them back as well. And we love you all in Africa. And we pray for you regularly.
Amen. They love you too. They are so much happy. They listen to the show. When John was speaking, and they were so much happy on the laptop.
Oh,
the laptop,
great. Wonderful.
Is doing wonderful here. The laptop, I know it will change life. I wish we could have for the church. So every day, afternoon, when the sun is hot, they can go there and listen. They are willing to buy data bundles to listen to.
Good.
And some want to call you.
Praise the Lord. Well, we do have a toll-free call-in number. I don't know how that works, calling from Africa, but John calls on it, so we'll have him tell you in a minute. But the toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. Again, that's 1-877-497-9937. And what was it we had to buy on your phone in order for you to be able to call? A SIM card?
Yes, a SIM card.
And then you had to buy minutes on a card?
Yeah, you must buy minutes on the card.
Do you remember which website we used?
Yes, I can remember. It's www.safaricom.com.
Which one was it again?
www.safaricom.co.ke.
Safari?
Safaricom.
Call, C-A-L-L?
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know how much it costs, but we're trying not to tell who John is for protection. So if you want to contact him, email me and I will get a message to him. My email is diane@lenning.com, diane@lenning.com. And I have two pages on Facebook. They're both my name. You would just type in Diane Lenning, D-I-A-N-E, space, L-E-N-N-I-N-G, and you could message me there through Facebook. You can ask to be my friend on the one where I'm wearing the gold suit. The other page I have is full, so I'll be happy to friend you if you contact me and look me up and ask to friend me where I'm wearing the gold suit. And that is a picture of me in the gold suit. On my other page, I don't have a picture of me showing in the thumbnail. So you should see a picture of a lady with blonde hair. And I am so glad we had such a great show tonight. Praise the Lord for that. We do look forward to hearing from many of you. And what we'd like to hear is your praise reports, how God has answered your prayer, and your prayer request of what you would like us to do. And maybe you'd like to tell us what book of the Bible you would like to read next after we finish Revelation. We're interested to know what you're interested about. If I don't get any input, I will probably go to the book of Acts next. But at any rate, they're all good. So we're just so happy you're listening, and we praise the Lord for you. So how are things going for you, John?
Things are hard for me, but I'm praying God. I know I know I can have nothing for now, but God has everything. I'm praying. It is unfortunate I won't be going back to school, to campus, because of fees. But I pray the will of God be done. Now I'm reading the Bible so much often. I'm going to church so that they can listen to the show on laptop. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying my best to cook some mandazis, the buns, you know. I'm praying so hard. Pray for our country. We are going on an election, and people are killing each other. Some people have been funded to ruin our country, but God will protect us. We are praying so much hard. We are praying hard.
Well, those of you who know John, who know who he is, remember that he's trying to go to finish school at the university. And what we did when I grew up, we didn't have a lot of money either. We would pool together and maybe sponsor one person. And then when he's finished with university, then you could pool together and sponsor another young person. And kind of help those in your community, give them a scholarship of a little bit that you can. And you would be surprised if you get your whole community together, if you all just gave a little bit, how it adds up. And you can help him finish his school. And I'm praying that the Lord will use him to minister to all of you in your community, in your area, so that he can teach many things. When you are a pastor of a church, you can have many community groups through your church, if you want, where people learn languages, or they learn, of course, the Bible and how to live good. And you can teach how to plant crops, or if you need a certain skill for jobs in your area, you could have others share how to do that skill through your church, if you like. And the church can be like the center for all of your friends and family to work together to improve your life. So we pray right now, Lord Jesus, for Kenya and for the other countries of Africa as well, that you would bless them, Lord. Help them to come together and vote out those who would bring evil upon them. Help them to discern and know the difference of who they're voting for, so that they don't vote for the wrong persons by mistake. Lord, help them to understand that the ones with money are not necessarily always the best one to vote for, that they want to find out what that person is going to do in office for the people and how they're going to run the government. Lord, and give them discernment how to ask questions so that they can find out about the people who are running for office. And Lord, protect them, Jesus. Let those who have evil designs on them not see them as an enemy. Lord, may the enemy be blinded so that they cannot harm our Christian family. We pray protection upon them and bountiful blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. I'm so much happy. Thank you so much for buying me a laptop. I know it is your sacrifice. God bless you so much.
Well, we hope and pray that that will bless many people in your area and help you to be able to do more for yourselves and for the Lord. And we're just grateful that we connected with you. I think it was a God thing.
How is Maria?
She's doing very well in Thailand, helping the kids there. They're building and renovating some of her family property to take care of kids that have come in from surrounding countries, who have come from difficult lives where they're being attacked and harmed, so they brought them peace and safety there. So she is just feeling really blessed of God right now and fulfilling what God wants her to do. So keep praying for our friend Maria in Thailand. She's helping a lot of young people.
Say hi to him, to her. Greet
I
her
will.
So much.
I'll say hi to her.
Yeah.
And does she ask about you a lot, too, as well?
Okay.
So, have you prayed a closing prayer yet?
Yes, I've prayed. But
you
I
already
pray as we close.
Okay, you're going to now, correct?
Yeah. Where is my friend? You're telling me he's from Africa. Do you still communicate?
Oh, that I'll have to tell you in a private message.
Okay.
All right.
Let's pray.
Okay, go ahead.
Asante sana Mungu kwa kumuleta Diane Africa ile ubiri neno lako. Wewe ndio Mungu mkuu, wewe ndio Mungu mwaminifu. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Ni Mungu mwenye nguvu. Asante sana Mungu kwa mwako. Ni katika jina la Yesu Baba naomba utubariki. Bariki Amerika, bariki Afrika. Wewe ndio Mungu mkuu. Katika jina la Yesu naomba nikiamini. Amen.
Amen. We're so glad you've all been with us tonight. We love you and pray for you, care about you, and we hope that you will pray for us as well, for God's blessings upon us, because we all have difficulties in life, and God doesn't say that we won't have any difficulties, but he does guarantee that he will be there with us and help us through it, and that he has a purpose for each one of our lives to further his kingdom as he has given in prophecy or revelation here to John. God does have a plan, and in that end time, we do want to rule and reign with Christ and reap the many blessings that God has for us. So until next time, this is Diane Lennon, your host, and John from Africa, and we are going to say goodnight. Remember, God loves you.
Bye.
And I love you. And John loves
good
you.
Night.
Talk
love
to you later,
too.
John.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye, everyone. God bless you. Bye-bye.